to be part of that sixth Democratic Parliament is Patricia Dillo, founder of GOOD and former mayor of Cape Town, joins me on the line now. Patricia, yesterday you launched via Facebook live streaming your party's manifesto. What did you tell the people of South Africa is the reason for them to put the X next to your party? Good morning.
Good morning, my brother. Well, first of all, central to our theme of our plan to fix South Africa is that we believe that you need to fix towns and cities that are the drivers of change in our country to able to fix the whole country. We've seen that more than 65% of people now live in towns and cities, and therefore it's a key to the future of our country. And so we need to empower cities and towns to manage urbanization in our country. And the key to that is the land and where people will get land to live. We say that we know that most government departments are in possession of a lot of public land. That public land must be good for used for public good. So we must do redress with that land. We must make sure that we accelerate restitution. We need to accept that informal settlements is a reality in our country. And we need to give people the land that they live on, service land, so that they can start building for themselves together with the title deeds. And then there are thousands of title deeds outstanding where government-owned properties that has been built over 60, 70 years ago still belong to government, and we should say that title should be returned to the people who are currently in that. But the second emphasis that we put Africa is on the issue of racism. You know, we know that it's very difficult for people to talk about racism for fear of being misunderstood or condemned by those who might disagree with you. But the issue of race and gender still determine opportunities for people in our country. And the majority of good South Africans are not racist. So we must be careful. What we experience currently is the older generation are imposing their old racial views on the new generation. And we must be saying to them, we must allow our children to grow up in a non-racial society. And people must also be taught about their rights. You know, their rights in the Constitution, how to tackle the issue of racism instead of just talking about it. But what is also important is the issue of economic justice. Our people are feeling poorer today in our country, and that is because the population is growing faster than the economic growth that we see in our country. And so government must stop lying to people that they are going to create jobs themselves, because government must create the conditions conducive for the economy to grow by making sure that we do what we must do as government, and that is to invest in infrastructure, have electricity security, water security, and make sure that there are partnerships with the private sector to create these jobs. But government must also lead by example by cutting government's operational costs. You know, it is really immoral that, you know, a few people in our country live a life of luxury, wasting a lot of taxpayers' money. The struggle against apartheid was not about enriching a few. So we need to cut government costs. Like, for instance, our cabinet size. In 1994, Nelson Mandela, with the government of national unity, had just about 15 ministers or less. Not all of the deputy ministers. So we need to go back to our 1994 model and make sure that we cut costs of government substantially. And then just lastly, on environmental justice, we're underestimating the impact of climate change on our country and indeed on the world. And the first thing government must do, they must meet all the commitments of all the international treaties that they have signed, because government normally send big delegations there to sign these treaties, but then it doesn't get implemented. And water. Water is, we need to plan for water security in South Africa because we are a drought-stricken area. So those are just few of the things, Africa. The rest is on our website. We are 8 weeks old. We're still developing as we go along. But I believe in a multi-party democracy, contestation of ideas. Let us put the ideas out there how we propose to fix South Africa, and let's see how the electorate respond.
Let's see, indeed. There is a meeting by the South African Local Government Association in Cape Town as we speak, where 257 mayors are meeting to debate pressing issues affecting their respective municipality. And to your lead issue in the manifesto, the majority of those municipalities in Cape, in across the country rather, do not have the capacity, don't you think, to be able to take on some of the responsibilities that you want to take away from central government?
No, most of them are dysfunctional because of people that have been put into positions who first of all, ignore the legislation that's governing local government. You cannot govern any municipality without adhering to three overarching pieces of legislation, the Structures Act, the Systems Act, and the Municipal Finance Management Act. If we can get that right, and if we can change the methodology of planning at local government, because the law is there to facilitate, the law is not there to block. And therefore, I feel pity for the Auditor General, Kimi Makwetu, that has been shouting for years about all the wrongs in government. So stop having meetings. Lack of capacity has become an excuse for inefficiency. So let's go in there and fix it. You know, we've had so many conferences. There was the one on back to basics. Local government is where people interact with government on a daily basis. And therefore, those functions must be devolved, but capacitate local government to carry out those functions. SAUGA as a body. You know, in the city of Cape Town, we paid 40 million rand per year just to be a member of SAUGA. You look at the salary of the CEO, it's almost 4 million rand. So all of these talk shops must stop, and we need to fix local government. We need to fix our country, and then we will be able to say to the to South Africans out there that we care as a government, that we want, that we care, that we want to build a better South Africa.
Parting question from me, Patricia. How many seats are you hoping to get in the National Assembly? As you said, GOOD is only 8 weeks old. You are still fine-tuning and putting the detail to some of the issues you want driven through your manifesto. How many seats are you hoping to occupy in the National Assembly come the conclusion of the elections?
Well, first of all, God forbid if we turn South Africa into a two-party state. We live in a multi-party democracy. It's contestation of ideas. We are going to put out our ideas of how to fix South Africa. We want to mobilize all good South Africans. And then it's up to the electorate to decide. It's too early to say at this stage, but definitely we are putting a new idea, an alternative forward, and give a broader choice to the voters come to the election.
We wish you the best. Patricia Delol, thank you very much for joining us this morning, founder of GOOD.